Cheryl Osimo is executive director of the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition, and she's here to talk about their event that takes place on October 21st and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello, Charlotte. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Tell us about the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition.
The Mass Breast Cancer Coalition is an organization that was founded in 1991 by a group of lesbians who really felt strongly that we needed to do something different than some of the other breast cancer organizations in order to fill in that piece of the puzzle that they didn't feel was being addressed. And that focus is, of course, prevention. How do you prevent cancer before it starts? And so Mass Breast Cancer Coalition is dedicated to preventing environmental causes of breast cancer through community education, research, advocacy, and changes to public policy. And of course, we hope that through our work that this will impact not just breast cancer, but help us to find the answers that we need to prevent other types of cancers as well. We feel that far too many lives are jeopardized by this disease and all cancers. And the way to end the epidemic is to prevent the disease before it starts by reducing exposure to carcinogens and hormone disruptors in our environment.
How did you become involved with the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition?
In 1991, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and there was a meeting that was held on Cape Cod, where I live, and a neighbor and friend shared with me that the meeting was taking place and suggested that I attend. At the time, I really wasn't interested in going anywhere. I didn't have any hair. I was feeling very, very depressed over my diagnosis. I had two small children. I just didn't want to go anywhere. And my neighbor and friend pretty much insisted that I attend, and I did, and it was the best thing I ever did. Because there, at that meeting in 1991, I met my greatest friends, mentors in the activist world, and that meeting changed my life forever because I became involved as a board member at the Mass Breast Cancer Coalition for several years, and then it evolved into now I am the executive director. I'm very proud of the role that I'm playing and proud of the people that I work with, including folks like yourself, Charlotte, at Outtake. We couldn't do this work without your support in so very many ways. Thank you very much.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
I'm hoping that we can make a difference in the world of prevention. Right now, our focus is water quality. A team of activists were at the State House on October 4th, meeting with state representatives and state senators to talk to them about how we really would like to have them find money for us to do environmental research to find the links between cancer and the environment. With our sister organization, Silent Spring Institute, for 8 years, we received about $1 million a year to do this research in this laboratory for the rest of the state. And as soon as we started to find the answers to some of the problems and of many of the answers to so many of our questions, the money dried up and they stopped funding this study. So on October 4th, many activists from MBCC went to the State House to reach out to our Cape representatives and senators to let them know that we feel it's important that we continue to build upon this study and to continue to do this research here on Cape Cod. But in addition, that we need to spread out. We need to do important research in other parts of the state of Massachusetts as well. What's happening right now is that the state has put in for $25,000 for the entire Massachusetts area, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's unconscionable to me that anyone would think that that's enough money to do meaningful research. So one of our researchers, Dr. Laurel Shader from Silent Spring Institute, along with our board president, Margot Simon Golden, and once again, many activists throughout the state, went to the State House to talk with them to let them know that we thought that this was unreasonable and that we need to find the money to do the first year of a 3-year proposal through meaningful water research. And so I hope that in my lifetime, I'll be able to say that we worked hard and succeeded in getting enough money to do important research to find some of the answers to our questions. What is it that we need to do to make sure that every citizen is drinking clean water? How do we make sure straight across the board, people's water is being tested in a way that we're not just testing for nitrates, that we're not just testing for one or two chemicals, but that we are, in fact, testing for all of those very dangerous emerging contaminants. And, you know, many, many areas in the state of Massachusetts, there are people who are drinking bottled water because, in fact, they can't drink the water. And so we have children that are being bathed in contaminated water. We have people who are brushing their teeth with contaminated water. And we have people that, through no fault of their own, may not even understand or realize the importance of not drinking the water and are drinking it. And this is going on in our state and in many other states, and we need to do something about it.
Tell us about your fundraising event that takes place on October 21st in Boston.
Oh, we're very excited about this event. You know, 20 years ago, attorney Susan Wilson started the Lesbians and Friends Dance, LGBTQ Dance, a party for prevention. And women from all over the state of Massachusetts would come together every year to dance the night away. We get a great DJ and just dance and have a few little treats and just have a great, great time. So we're hoping that everybody will join us on October 21st. Liz Nania will be there teaching the merengue starting at 7 o'clock. And then our DJ Triana will begin playing music at 8. And anybody that's interested in purchasing a ticket can go to mbcc.org. We just want to make this the greatest party of the year, more than ever, because, you know, Susan Wilson, the founder of the dance, has been an inspiration and support behind the scenes at MBCC for over two decades. With her background in nursing, law, and public health, she understands both the challenges and the importance of MBCC's work with a focus on the prevention of cancer. And we just want to honor this true humanitarian scholar and visionary and true friend to MBCC and all of us who have been touched by breast cancer and who have struggled in their lives on many levels, where Susan has been there for us. And she's just made a difference in so many of our lives. So I hope everybody will join us on October 21st.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
I think that the LGBTQ community is stronger than ever. And we cannot let this administration turn anything around in terms of how we have made progress and how we've moved ahead. We need to stand strong, as he would say, and we need to not let him derail us in any way, shape, or form. We're going to be okay because we are strong and we've come so far. And continue with our work, remain strong, stick together, and not allow him to derail us. That's the most important thing.
With LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
As a former teacher and having dealt with some of these issues like this, and most in particular suicide and kids that feel that they want to commit suicide, oftentimes kids will give you a cue that they want to do this, but many times they don't. And so, first of all, I would say that if a young person is feeling threatened, afraid, unsure of their own feelings and what they want to do, and or if they have feelings that they want to hurt themselves, it's always important that they feel comfortable in going to a teacher, a guidance counselor. And if that's not safe, it's not wrong to walk into the principal's office and say, I need help. If you don't have an aunt, an uncle, a mom, a dad, a friend, a neighbor that you can talk to, school is a place where you should be able to go and feel that you can reach out for the support and help that you need. I'm so pleased that in many schools now, we do have LGBTQ clubs, groups, organizations, support groups. Still, many schools that do not. And so I would urge teachers and administrators to make it a priority to have a safe place for these students to go. Because for those schools that they do not have a safe place to go, a place to vent, share, I consider that to be irresponsible. So we need our teachers, our administrators, guidance counselors, social workers to all be on board, to be paying attention about the serious, serious issue of bullying incidents. It's out of hand. It's absolutely, positively out of hand. We need to be paying attention and protecting our children. And when I say children, I don't mean just our 4 and 5, 6-year-olds. I mean our high school students, our college students. We need to pay attention more than ever.
How can people get information about the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition and tickets for your October 21st event?
Please go to mbcc.org and go to our events page. Buy the tickets online via PayPal. If you buy them online, it's only $45 a ticket, and that includes your dancing for the evening. There will be some hors d'oeuvres. And if you buy tickets at the door, it will be $50 per ticket.
What other projects are you working on?
I'm very proud of a project that we just rolled out in August, which is called Let's Talk Prevention. It's a tool for teachers to go online and to download environmental projects for their students so that they can enhance the curriculum they already have in their classroom, whether it be for women's studies, biology, science class. We've been working on this with our board member, Dr. Barbara Malkus from Western Mass, who's the superintendent of schools. This is an offshoot of our Let's Talk Prevention tour that travels throughout the state of Massachusetts. Oftentimes it's in 2, 3, 4, and 5 places at a time. It's in many different languages. And really what it's all about is it's just sharing with you how to lessen your exposure to toxic chemicals. And so from the tour, we took those materials and we transferred the information and the wording to make it applicable to high school students. And so, again, if you go to mbcc.org, you can check out our Let's Talk Prevention tour to see if it's in an area near you, or if you have an area near where you live that you would like us to have the tour sent to, whether it be your library, your medical center, or place of business, we'd be more than happy to do that. If you're a teacher or you know of a teacher that might be interested in this program, again, mbcc.org. The Let's Talk Prevention Tour, traveling tour, was actually first noticed by Mass General Hospital back in 2014. And we didn't apply for the award, but Mass General Hospital gave us the award as one of the 100 organizations doing important work toward the prevention of cancer, and that award was extended to us again in 2016. So we're very, very proud of our work, and we hope that people will check it out on our website.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I think the main question is, what can I do to help? And of course, I always welcome people calling me with questions. If they have been diagnosed with cancer or know someone who's been diagnosed with cancer, I always welcome those questions so that if it's something that I can help with, I certainly do want to be there for people. While our focus is advocacy, education, and outreach, we like to think of ourselves as people that genuinely care about everyone out there who has questions, and will always do the best to answer the questions that you might have or direct you to the right place to get the question answered if we don't have the answer. But I think the most important question is, what can I do to help? And again, there are so many things that we do need help with when it comes to volunteers, whether it be helping us, for example, with this dance. We're going to have a beautiful silent auction table with many impressive auction items. If anybody wants to donate an auction item, if anyone knows of somebody that wants to be a sponsor, we have so many incredibly impressive sponsors. And when it comes to events, our Against the Tide event this summer in June in Hopkinton on Cape Cod in August, we need volunteers to help us. We need activist volunteers who would be willing to call their state representatives and state senators to let them know that we demand that they do what they need to do to help us, so we have the research dollars needed midst of it, ultimately we will have clean water for all citizens. We are dealing with Massachusetts. Again, this is a worldwide problem, but we need to do our part here in Massachusetts.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. My mantra and the thing that gets me through each day is our volunteers, our supporters, our friends like yourself, Charlotte, and Outtake. Oh, goodness gracious, such an inspiration. Again, thank you. Margaret Mead, a quote, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." And I believe that to be true.